Blog Talk Radio.
everyone. Thank you all for tuning in. Get your Bibles, your paper, your pencils, your pads, your tape recorders, whatever you need to get a hold to it right now. I'm here in Chicago where it is snowing. I don't mean no little flakes of snow. It's big flakes, like you would want to sing Merry, Merry Christmas. It's a white Christmas season that we are having here in Chicago with very cold weather. When I say cold, I'm talking about teeth shattering cold, where if you've got gym shoes on walking outside, they may crack with your step because they're going to get frozen cold. Well, anyway, we are excited about tonight with a speaker, which is Pastor Servant Troy Thomas. He will be our speaker on tonight for Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron. Let's Talk Ministries. We are WWW World Wide Web. This is a radio ministry that we're talking about, as well as I'm sure the pastor is going to be doing Facebook Live also. So I just want to check to see if the pastor's on the line before we move on. Pastor, are you on the line right now?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so do you want to start off with prayer, or you want me to start off with prayer?
Do what you normally do.
Okay. Well, we're going to just ask you all to just join in with us right now. Just open your hearts and your minds to receive what the Word of God has put on the man of God's heart to share with us. And while we're doing that, touch and agree with me with prayer right now. Father God, we come to you before you in your presence, asking you to forgive us, oh God, asking you to just touch our hearts and our minds. Ask you, God, to open our ears that we may hear you and we may hear what the man of God is saying pertaining to your word, pertaining to our life. God, we're just asking you to just cover us on tonight, forgive us of every sin. God, cut out everything in our background that will cause us to miss your word. God, we just ask you to do what only you can do. We ask you to just cover us, cover our families, cover our home. Just do what only you can do, God. Be our God, and we will be your people. God, forgive us of every sin we've done openly, willingly, and even not knowing that we're sinning towards you, oh God. God, cover us right now. Cover us on our way going to, through, and at work. God, keep all corona illnesses away from us. And all of us that have been stricken with any corona, any other virus, or any other illness, God, we ask you to just heal us right now. God, we just ask you to do what you have in your heart, you have in your plans for us, God. We're just asking you to be God in our life. Cover America. Please take us back to the place where we first started this country on, and God, we trust. God, we just want to put everything in your hands concerning us and our family, because we will choose this day to allow you to be our God and we be your people, because our motto we're going to live by will be "In God We Trust." In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Man of God is in your hands now. Let God use you on tonight. Pastor is in your hands. Go ahead. Okay, I don't know what the holdup is right now, but we're just going to pray and ask God to open up the lines if anyone's trying to get through the lines to allow them to get through, because we do know that the enemy of our soul, he tried to block up the lines at times and keep us from getting through. He even tries to block up the lines that once we get through, we cannot be heard. So we're just going to pray and ask God to just have his way with the ministry on tonight, not to let it get caught up in the tricks of the enemy, because we know that he will try it. We just say, God, We're your vessels. Use us as you please. Let us be used in your glory, for your glory, God, that you get all the honor, the praise, and all of the glory. Pastor Troy, are you on the line? I know he was on the line earlier. Okay, so is there anyone on the line if you want to give us a quick testimony before the man of God begins to speak? This is your time to give
his
a quick testimony.
His line just dropped. I'm sure he'll call back in.
Okay. So while we're waiting on the man of God, as I was saying, is there anyone on the line that would like to give a quick testimony before the man of God comes back in because his line dropped?
He's back, but he dropped again, so he must be having problems.
Mm-hmm. We're just going to say, in Jesus' name, God, we pray right now that you allow his phone to get through and don't drop. You allow the man of God to get through and be able to bless the people that are listening on tonight. God, have your way. Have your way, oh God. Have your way. In Jesus' name.
Oh, we are okay. My earpiece was acting up, so I couldn't hear you. So I thought it was a phone. It was an earpiece. So I took it off.
Okay, well,
amen.
I'm so glad you're back. Have your way, man of God. It's in your hands.
Give me a moment. I'm going Facebook Live, getting everything set up.
Okay.
I'm trying to, I wasn't quite sure what happened, but we can still move forward, and we can continue to talk for a few moments. But I want to.
Okay.
I want to thank. I'm grateful for the opportunity once again to speak to God's people, to give God praise in any manner or any way that I can, because I don't take it for granted. I don't take it for granted that the people of God have learned to trust the God in Pastor Troy. I thank God that he has put a different perspective in my life and in my heart, just about life itself and just about my relationship with Jesus Christ as a whole. He is a wonderful Savior. He's a mighty God. He's the great I am. He is just God himself. He is so loving, and I thank God. I thank God for what he's doing, not only what he's doing, but what he's about to do. I thank God that he is not done yet. Thank God that he's not done yet, and I want to let you know that he's not done with you. He's not done with you. He's not done with any of us yet. He still has yet a great work to do in all of our lives. But one thing I want to encourage you to do is to allow God to do the work in you. Allow God to make that change in you. Let God change your mentality. Let God change your habitual habits and your way of thinking and just things that have put you in a position where you were not successful, because it's time for us to receive a successful life. It's time for us to receive all that God has for us in the manner in which he has for us, because he is just that kind of God. I don't know about you, but he's a great God. I don't know about you, but he's a great God. He's been a great God to me. I know he's been a great God to you. Once again, we are on Blog Talk Radio as well as Facebook Live every second Monday of the month. Thank God for his ability. Thank God that he woke me up this morning. If I start off as a traditional testimony, I say, I thank God for waking me up this morning. I thank God for starting me on my way. I thank God for giving me activities of my limbs. I thank God for being the God of my salvation. I give an honor to God, who's the head of my life. Thank God for you, you, and you. I thank God for my pastor, Archbishop William Hudson. I thank God for my covenant, Apostle Sean Johnson. I thank God for Apostle Bernice Williams and Pastor Bernice Smith. Thank God for these men and women of God, for Apostle Joseph Davis, for Apostle Lord Jesus, Dorothy Nelson. Thank God for these men and women of God that are such lights and such examples in my life. I thank God for that. Walton, God is about to bless you, man. He's about to do a great thing in your life, in your ministry. God is about to turn some things around that you maybe didn't think that it was going to happen, or you think it's going to take a little longer time to happen. But God is saying, I'm about to turn to do a quick work for you. Bless the name of Jesus. I want to talk real briefly. I want to talk about a miracle. I want to talk about that my expectation of a miracle. Expectation of a miracle. Expectation of a miracle. Bonda, what's happening? Ro Bonda, Ro. I want to talk about, once again, expectation of a miracle. Expectation of a miracle. Let's say a word of prayer. Father, we thank you, we praise you, and we glorify you. Father, word my mouth that I speak with power and authority, with wisdom and revelation. Father, I praise you and I give your name the glory and the honor as you do what you do, because whatever you do it with excellence and you do it well. Father, we give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor as you manifest yourself on tonight for us on Blog Talk Radio as well as Facebook Live. Don't let me shame my assignment. Let your glory, your strength, and your power and your authority in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you praise, we give you glory, and we give you honor in Jesus' name. Thank God and amen. Do me a favor, if you're on Facebook Live, do me a favor and share this. I'm not going to be long. I'm going to be strong, but I ain't going to be long. I want to go to a very familiar passage of scripture, if you can go along with me. I was able, yesterday God gave us the message of changing my expectations. We begin to talk about Peter. We begin to talk about Peter walking on the water and how usually walking on the water is an unstable place to be in. But the God of our salvation, what seems foolish to man, he makes it strong. He gives it power, gives it authority. He says, I'll take the foolish things. So those that think they know everything, get all their T's crossed and all their I's dotted, God has a way that doesn't seem right to man. And so then therefore what happened is Jesus told him, let's go to the other side. And when he gave the commandment to Walton to go to the other side, he had a purpose and a plan. But in the midst of going to the other side, the wind and the wave came, and the storm began to grow. Jesus on the mountain, he was praying, but he came off the mountain to walk on the water. Now, my scriptures will give you, set you up. So then what happened was, Peter said, if that's you, bid me to come. Jesus said, to come. So he came. He walked on the water. But he began to get focused on the winds, the wave, and how boisterous the sea was acting, that he began to sink because he took his eyes off of Jesus. His expectation should have been, from the beginning was, I'm going to follow my leader. I'm going to follow the word of God because he told me to come. He told me to come. The word of God, Jesus Christ to him said to come. So then he came. But in his obedience at that moment, he begins to be successful in a place that may seem to be unstable, became stable because he was with the person that was preaching, the person that was handling the business. So watch this. Here we go. So I want to go to Genesis, the 22nd chapter and the first verse. And it's very familiar passage of scripture. I'm going to read a little bit of it, but I'm going to talk a little bit if you don't mind. It says, and it came to pass after these things, that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham. And he said, behold, here I am. Once again, Abraham said, here, when God called him, Abraham said, here I am. Somebody say obedience. And he said, take now thy son, thy only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him, therefore, for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I would tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and clave the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and he went unto the place of which God had told him. Then the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto the young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I the lad will go yonder and worship. I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. Somebody says faith. Somebody says faith, worship, and faith. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son, and took the fire in his hand and a knife, and they went both of them together. Now Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, my father. He said, here I am, my son. And he said, behold, the fire and the wood. But where is the lamb for the burnt offering? Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for the burnt offering. Once again, Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for the burnt offering. So they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told them of. Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, once again, here I am. And he said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him, for now I know that thou fearest God, seeing that thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me. Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold him a ram caught in the thicket by his horn. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering instead of his son. I want to talk about one more time the expectation of a miracle. I had a friend of mine. She put on Facebook today. She said, people are expecting a miracle without any work. They're expecting a miracle without consistency. They're expecting a miracle because they don't want to put the work in. But once again, Abraham started from the beginning. He started with communication. That's what I want to start with. He started with communication because when God called out to him, he spoke back to him and said, here I am, Lord. And then once he went on, he gave him the instructions. He said, take thy son, thy only son. So here it is. He's offering his only son. Now, I only know of one other person that took the time, to offer their only son. And the only person that I know of that I have experienced his love, I've experienced his long-suffering and his patience and his deliverance and his love and his protection and his favor was God himself. He is the only one that I've experienced that gave his only son. I don't know about you. I don't have no biological sons. I have a stepson named Omar. I have a nephew son named Jaden. But not one time would I consider to offer any one of them for nobody at no time for no reason. But here it is. Abraham is doing what God has asked of him, and what he asked of him was, give me back the promise that I promised you. He said, give me back the promise that I promised you. That may sound a little redundant, but it's exactly what he asked. I promised you this son. I told you that your son is going to be blessed. I told you that I'm going to bless your seed and your seed. Now, what I want you to do is give it back to me. What have you given back to God? Janet Jackson wrote a song that says, what have you done for me lately, right? What have you done for God? Now, we always ask him, we always expect him, we always want, we always need, but what do we give back to God? I know one thing that God said that he desires from us, and the one thing that he desires from us is his praise. And if you praise him, guess what you want to do? You want to obey him. Abraham took the time. He was looking at the circumstance, Elder Cato, and he said, I'm going to obey. Yes, I know that you're asking me for what you promised me. But that's all right. that you're asking me for what you promised me, because you gave it. They said, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. So now, here it is. He is giving back to God what was promised him. But the whole time, he never doubted God. He never questioned him. Now, one time in the 13 scriptures of this chapter, 22nd chapter of Genesis, did he question God? He took the instructions and he walked with it. I'm going to do a little sidebar, but I'm going to come on back. In today's society, we have to always explain to our children why they have to do what we tell them to do. I'll pause and wait a minute. Jenny, could you bring me some water, please? Once again, we always have, in today's society, we have to always explain to our children what it is, why is that we're asking them to do what we tell them or ask them to do. When I grew up, mama said do it, and you did it. You didn't question her. You didn't keep asking her, why you keep asking to clean my room up? It's my room. Why you telling me to do my homework? It's my homework. Why are you telling me to cut the grass or take out the garbage? Why are you asking me to? Why are you telling me to do all this? That didn't cross our mind. What crossed our mind was to do like we was asked, so that we can avoid disciplinary action. For the Bible says, obedience is better than sacrifice. We were willing to obey to keep from getting in trouble. So here it is. Not one time did Abraham question God. He just obeyed what God informed him to do. So now, as he go on, he brings all of the things that are necessary to do the sacrifice, because he's been about to sacrifice his only son. So as he's getting there, the son began to ask, well, Daddy, normally when we do this, this is here. This is what's going on. We have a sacrifice. We have a lamb. We have a goat. We have a calf. We have something to sacrifice so that we can wholeheartedly sacrifice unto the God that we serve. So then here it is. Abraham, not questioning God, but knowing that who he is, because he has faith in God. He believes what God is telling him. He trusts that God has his best interest in mind. He's not questioning him. He's not doubting him. But he's just walking into what God has asked of him, plain and simple. Sometimes, thank God, we got too many questions. Sometimes we won't know some things. I remember old people say, you don't need to know everything. Sometimes it's just good to obey. Do me a favor, if you're on here with me, in the comment section, say, it's just good to obey. Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. Once again, type in the comment section, it's good, it's just good to obey. Because my mother, there was time my mother told me don't go with certain people, told me don't go, because she said I don't trust the situation, and it's just best. And I didn't question something. Sometimes I did feel some kind of way, but I just obeyed the instructions of my parents, found out later on. But because I obeyed them, my life was spared. Because I obeyed my mother and my father, my life was spared, because at that skating rink, at that party, at that park, some things happened that night, and had I been in the midst of it, I might have been dead, I might have been severely hurt for the rest of my life, but because I decided to obey what my parents asked of me, then my life was spared. My body was spared, my mentality was spared, and my spirit was spared because of obedience. Once again, obedience is better than sacrifice. So then as he begins to go up, he said, I'm not, he said, don't worry, right? Let's go back to the verse. He said, but he came to the place where God had built the altar there and laid the wood in order, bound his son. His son asked him, he says, and Isaac, 7 verse says, and Isaac said unto Abraham, his father, and said, my father. And he said, here I am, my son. And he said, behold the fire and the wood. But where is the lamb for the burnt offering? 8 verse says that Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb for the burnt offering. So they went both of them together. He said, my son, God will provide. Guess what he did? His expectation was that God was going to work a miracle. My auntie would sing a song that says, right now, God will work a miracle for you. Oh, right now, God will work a miracle for you. He'll take your feet out the muck and miry clay, place it on a rock to stay. Turn your feet around, place it on solid ground. God will work a miracle for you if you believe. That's just what he'll do. One more time, right now, God will work a miracle for you. It says, oh, right now, God will work a miracle for you. He'll take your feet out the miry clay, place it on a rock to stay. Turn your feet around, place it on solid ground. God will work a miracle for you if you believe. That's just what he'll do. Here it is. Abraham is an example of believing, what, not only believing, but obeying what God is saying. But after he obeyed, then the belief set in, because he believed that God will provide a sacrifice for them. So his expectation was that the miracle was about to happen. Somebody type in the comment section for me, I expect a miracle. I expect a miracle. Here it is. He accepted the miracle to happen, but he still was going through what he was told, because in the midst of it, he was still determined to obey what God had said to him. He didn't doubt. He didn't mistrust. He wasn't worried, because he knew that God had a plan and a purpose for what he's doing. Once again, type in the comment section, I expect a miracle. But in expecting a miracle, you got to put the work in. You got to put the work in, Pastor Frank. You can't just sit back and expect something from nothing, because they say nothing from nothing leaves nothing. So if you expect God, a miracle from God, you got to walk in it. The power of life and death lies in your tongue. I expect a miracle. I expect my bills to be paid. I expect to have a peace of mind. I expect my children to be saved. I expect my husband to be saved. I expect my wife to be saved. I expect to live, to be above and not beneath. I expect to be the lender and not the borrower. I expect to be the head and not the tail. I expect God in the impossible through Jesus Christ. So in my expectation, there's a miracle coming in my expectation. Now let me tell you something. If I can go back to Peter, as Peter was walking on the water, I have to tell you that the midst of it, when Jesus first said to him, he obeyed. But he was so distracted. By what was going on, he almost missed the miracle. He almost missed out on the purpose of it. Once again, water is not a stable thing. Yes, it can kill you. If you drink too much, if you inhale it in your lungs, if you get surrounded and sucked down, it can kill you. But by itself, it's not solid. You cannot walk on it. It's unstable. But because of the power and the authority of Jesus Christ, what is unstable in your life, God will make stable. Whoa, yeah. Well, I'm telling you one more time, yes, it may seem unstable to you, but if you are willing and obedient, you shall eat the good of the land. If you trust and believe God and you expect him to do what he said he's going to do. Boy, I felt my preacher voice. I did. I felt feel it back. So here it is. Peter just took his eyes off Jesus. I'm telling you today, don't take your eyes off God. Don't take off your eyes off the miracle worker. Rance Allen wrote a song that says, he was the miracle worker. Thank you, Jesus. He was the miracle worker. He made the blind eyes to see. He made the deaf to hear. He made the lame to get up to walk. The man by the side of by the pool of Bethesda, he told him, he said, will thou be made whole? He made excuses after excuses. He said, but I ain't asked you all that. He said, what do you want? Do you want to be made whole? He said, yes, I want to be made whole. He said, well, take up your bed and walk. Take up your bed and walk. Don't worry about whether the water is troubled or not. If it's whether it's the season for it to happen. Because as long as you put God in, as you expect him to do what he said he's no shorter than his word. He's not the son of man that he should lie. He's not the son of man that he should repent. For if God said it, it shall come. He said, y'all, woo, Lord Jesus. I got excited. I don't know. I got a little excited. Okay. So then now, here it is. Now, Peter took his eyes off Jesus. and he began to sink. But in the midst of him sinking, Keisha, what he did was he said, Lord, save me. Do me a favor. Type in the comment section, Lord, save me. Come on, type in the comment section, if you will, if you please. Lord, save me. Save me from myself. Save me from my sin. Save me from my mentality. Save me from my actions. Save me from my past. Save my heart. Save my soul. Lord, save me. Lord Jesus. My God today. Lord, save me. He called out to Jesus and Lord, save me. And he reached down and pulled him up. What may seem to be unstable in your life, when you add God to the equation, it will become stable for you. Because God, Jesus, what man meant for evil, God is guaranteed to turn it around for your good if you be willing and obedient. Woo! Jesus. I done got real excited. I done got real hot. Father, help me today. Thank you, Jesus. So my expectation of a miracle. Don't get distracted by life. Don't get distracted by what's going on around you. Yes, it's going to be boisterous. Yes, it's going to be loud. Yes, it's going to be crazy, Carl. But I came to tell you tonight that I expect a miracle. Every day, God will make a way. Hallelujah. Out of no way, just believe and receive it. God will perform it today. 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 Just believe and receive it. God will perform it today. Hallelujah. Today. I'm telling you that here it is. When they got to the mountain, at the point where he got ready, he did his part. He built the altar. He put the wood on the altar. He bound his son, and he put his son on the altar, Keisha. And in the midst of it, guess what he did? He put the fire there, and he get to raise his hand to kill his son. And the angel from heaven said, hold on, wait a minute. Wait 1 minute. He said, now I believe that you fear God. Do you fear him? Because in your fearing God, you trust him. In your fearing, you respect him. We're not talking about that you're so scared, that you're so scared to move. Like the man with the one talent, he said, Lord, I didn't use a talent because you're such a mighty God. You're such a fearful God, and I didn't want to mess it up. He said, depart from me, you worker of, you wicked man. He said, because that's an excuse. He said, I don't want you to fear me, to be scared of me. I want you to fear me, to respect and honor me. So guess what? So in the midst of it, as he raised his hand, as he got the hand down, what happened is he began, he realized, because the angel said, because I see that you fear God. He said, hold on. God performed the miracle. He looked to the side of him, and there was in the thicket, in the bush, was a ram that was set there expecting to be sacrificed. I don't know about you, but I expect a miracle. I expect a miracle in my house. I expect a miracle in all seven of my daughters. I expect a miracle for their mamas, for their mamas' other kids. I expect a miracle. I expect a miracle for you. I expect a miracle for you and your children, you and your household, you and your husband, you and your wife, you at your job, you and your ministry. I expect a miracle for you. Hallelujah. For the Bible says, if you just have faith, just the size as a grain of a mustard seed, you can tell every mountain in your life to move. And when it moves, I expect a miracle. There's nothing else blocking me. Hallelujah. I expect a miracle. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, Father. Thank you, Jesus. I know I got real excited. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. I expect a miracle. I'm going to say this, then I'm done right here. I expect my expectation of a miracle because I decree and I declare a miracle in my life. And why I'm waiting on a miracle, I'm going to put the work in. I'm going to fast and I'm going to pray. I'm going to ask God, what do you want me to do? So I can make sure I'm in the right position to receive my miracle. Type in the comment section, I got to get in the right position to receive my miracle. Type in the comment section, get in the right position to receive your miracle. Get to the place where God wants you to be. Get in the place of humility. Get in the place and get humble. Get quiet. And while you're quiet, worship him. Here it is. Abraham told the two young men, stay here Rogers, as we go worship, and when we get done worship, we'll be back. He spoke it in existence. He said, we'll be back. Y'all ain't trying to hear me. 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 Hey, he says in the fifth verse of the 22nd chapter of Genesis, he says, Abraham said to the young men, abide ye here with the ass. Stay right here. Stay right here. And I and the lad will go yonder and worship. I would surrender my position. I would worship. I would humble myself. I will bow down and worship God. He said, and come again to you. Come again to you, which means I'm leaving, but I'm coming back. I'm leaving, but we coming back. I'm not coming back by myself. I know what I'm going to do, but I expect a miracle. I expect God to intervene on my behalf. I expect God to show forth his glory. I expect God to show forth his power. I expect God to do exceedingly, abundantly more than I can ask or even think. I expect him. Hallelujah. I expect God. I expect God to tell me that I can get in the right position with an open arm, with an open mind, with an open heart to receive my miracle. Last point, and I'm done. The Colossians wrote a song that says, I'm looking for a miracle. I expect the impossible. I feel the intangible. And I see the invisible. Why? Because the sky is the limit to what I can have. Oh, the sky is the limit to what I can have. One more time. One more time. One more time. The sky is the limit to what I can have. If you just believe and receive it, God will perform it today. Today, today, hallelujah. If you just believe and receive it, God will perform it today. Father, we thank you. We glorify you. We give your name the praise. Father, for we expect a miracle. And Father, we don't expect a miracle just because we're too lazy to do the work. Father, we expect a miracle because we're going to do the work. Father, you told us whatever our hands find to do, do. And while we're waiting on our miracle to come, waiting on our change to come, we're going to do what's necessary. And what's necessary in this season right now is, Father, for us to do the work, to obey, to worship, to praise, to move, to give, not just financially, give of our time, give of our mentality, give of our vehicles, our house, to give, Father. We give you praise. We give you glory. We are not going to sit in one position and be idle, but we're going to work until the miracle comes. Father, we expect a miracle from you. You said in your word that you will never leave us and that you never forsake us and that you'll be with us until the very end. And, Father, we praise you and we glorify you as we show forth your glory. Father, we want to be the light that sit on the hill that shall not be healed. Father, we want to show forth your light and your glory to your people. And we give you praise and we give you glory and we give you honor. So, Father, we can do all things through you. We can do all things through Christ that strengthens us. And we give you praise, and we give you glory, and we give you honor in Jesus' mighty name. Thank God. And amen, amen, amen. It is so, and so it is. Give me some hearts and some thumbs, y'all, to let me know that you enjoyed it. Give me some hearts and some thumbs to let me know that you enjoyed the word. Whoa, hallelujah. I want to say this. While you give me, come on, give me some hearts and some thumbs, everybody. Come on, give me some hearts and some thumbs to let me know that you enjoyed it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I expect a miracle. Every day, God will make a way out of no way. Just believe and receive it. God will perform it today. Let me tell you one more time. Don't sit back and just wait on a miracle. Do some work. Put your time in. That's a song that us coaches previously sang a long time ago. Put the time in. Payday is coming after a while. Put your time in. Payday is coming after a while. Put your time in. Payday is coming after a while. Put your time in. Payday is coming after a while. After a while, after a while. Payday is coming after a while. After a while, after a while. Payday is coming after a while. You got to put your time in. If you put no time in work, you ain't got no check coming. Hallelujah. I'm telling you this. We was at church yesterday, and I wanted to let you know that the favor of God, that the weight of God was on me about the favor of God. And I was at work today, and it did. I thought it would have lifted from me last night or yesterday after I got done with ministry yesterday. But even today, since the Melvin can attest to this, that the favor of God, the weight and what God, expectation of God's favor on us is still on me. So I want to speak it to your life. Do me a favor, type your name in the comment section. Just do it for me real quick. Your name, if everybody that's on here, it may be some people that I can see the numbers, but I can't see your name. Type your name in the comment section. And you may be, if you're viewing silently, unsilently, and view visually, let me know. I want you to type your name in here. Type your name at the bottom in this comment section. I'm going to do what God told me to do. God told me to announce and pronounce favor over you, Sylvia Kaiser. He told me to pronounce favor over you, his favor over you, to pronounce his favor over you, Anita, his favor over you, Kathy, his favor over you, Marla, or his favor over you, Karen and Larry. Kia, his favor over you. Linda, Missionary Linda Handy, his favor over you. Erica, his favor. Hallelujah. 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 Erica, his favor. Hallelujah. His favor over you. Grandis Margot McCoy, his favor over you. Trish, his favor over you. Rashida, his favor over you. Pastor Dr. Frank, his favor over you. God told me and declare his favor. I'm going to start all over again. Sylvia, his favor. Renee, his favor over you. Anita, his favor over you. Kathy Bama, his favor over you. Marla, his favor. Raynette, his favor over you. Karen and Larry, his favor over you. Kia, his favor over you. Linda, God's favor over you. Erica, his favor over you. Evangelist Margo McCoy, his favor. Trisha Dickens, Echoes, his favor over you. Rashida, his favor over you. Mother Nixon, God's favor over you. Cecilia, Brandon, Michaela, Leah, and Anna, his favor over you. God decree and I declare God's favor over you and your family and your household. God's favor over you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. His mental and emotional favor over you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Not just his financial favor, but his mental and his emotional, his spiritual favor over you. You stand before, you stand underneath an open window. Hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. We give you glory, we give you honor, we give you praise, and we watch God do what he do in the mighty name of Jesus. As I always say, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Bless your name, Jesus. We glorify you. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We give you praise. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I receive that. I receive that. I receive that. I receive that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God's favor. Hallelujah. You got to tap yourself and say, I receive God's favor. You got to tap yourself and say, I receive God's favor. Come on, tap yourself and say, I receive his favor. I receive his unmerited favor in my life. Hallelujah. Because his favor will take you where your money can't go, where your pocketbook or your credit score can't take you. His favor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless you. Thank you again for joining us once again. I love you. And as I always say, hashtag, let us pray. God bless you.
I thank you, oh Lord. I receive your word on tonight. I receive the word you put out in this man of God's mouth. God, I just thank you for all that you said on tonight, all that you've done on tonight, all of the deliverance that you just sent our way on tonight. God, we just want to say thank you. Thank you, God. Have your way in our lives on tonight, oh God. I just want everybody to know that want to make a comment, want to speak into the man of God's life on tonight, the lines are open. Just have your way and let God do what God do. Have your way. Lines are open.
God bless, God bless, God bless his deliverer, God bless his messenger, God bless you, Pastor Troy, Minister Margo, and I just want you to know that God's favor is on your life. You've been obedient. You are in the position that you talk to us about. You've put in the work. Hallelujah. You have put in the work. And God is blessing you. His blessings are all over you, your ministry, and your family. Look to him. And as you walk above the storms, above the trials, above the tribulations, reach for him. Reach for him and know he's got you. He's got you. He loves you, and he's so proud of you. Hallelujah. Praise your name, Jesus. Continue. Continue in his way. May God just bless you. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Margo. Thank you so much. Is there anyone else that would have words on tonight?
This is Cecilia. I just want to say I agree with you, Pastor. I agree with you. I agree with you. One can chase 1,000, but two can put 10,000 to chase. And just think of all of the people that were in agreement with you on tonight. My. Way.
Yes.
Oh, my God. This was way above everything that I could ask or think for tonight. So thank you so much, man of God.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle Elect. Just think of all the people that's going to see it on the replay. Oh, my God. God's going to have his way with this message on tonight, man of God. God is going to bless with this word tonight. Is there anyone else that would like to speak into the man of God's life on tonight? Well, okay, we want to just say to everyone that tuned in tonight, thank you again for taking the time out to listen to this ministry. As you see on tonight, this ministry has blessed you. This is a ministry of awesome men and women of God that's allowing God to just take over, allowing God to just be the head of their lives. Like we started out on tonight's service saying, God, if you be our God, we'll be your people. I want to just say thank you all. Please tune in every Monday night. We have a different speaker every Monday night. This Sunday that's coming up will be the second Sunday of the month, and our speaker will be Apostle-elect Cecilia Kaiser. Yes, Lord, Cecilia Kaiser, with Minister Sheila Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser. Tune in on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. This Friday will be the second Friday of the month, and our speaker will be Prophet Antoine Thomas, and that's at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please tune in to hear Prophet Thomas. This Monday coming up will be the third Monday of the month, and our speaker will be our very own Minister Margo McCord. That's going to be at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please don't forget our postings. And I think I was looking at my notes wrong. I think I had said this is the third Friday. This is the second Friday for Prophet Antoine Thomas. Please tune in. I would like to all say to you, when we have word that comes through Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, Blog Talk Ministries, be prepared
yes,
to
yes,
be
sir,
blessed.
Every second Monday I do a live broadcast on the radio. I came back in and didn't mute. I do apologize.
Pastor, mute your phone. We are giving our closing remarks because the last word you will be hearing is the pastor closing us out with prayer. We just want you all to know that when we give this ministry on Sunday mornings, Monday evenings, and Friday evenings, it's not by happenstance that you see it. Whether you see it or hear it live, or you see it or hear it in the archives or the replay, that's something that God is trying to get you to hear, that he's letting you know, he's giving you a way out. He's letting you know you can pray your way through and out of situations. And as the man of God spoke on tonight, be living, expecting an expectation of a miracle. Living every day, expecting a miracle. Even a lot of times we look at it as financial, but it just may be a miracle of making it to work, making it home from work, making it to the school, making it to the store, making it to the gas station, making it back. That's a miracle in these days. This is what I'm trying to get people to understand. For we serve a God that is going to be just that, our God. The man of God read from us from Genesis 22 and the 14th verse. It called him by his name, Jehovah Jireh, which means he is our provider. So just know that God will provide your miracle every day. And with that being said, I'm going to turn it over to the man of God and let him pray us out and give us any cheap plugs that he have. I call him cheap because I want you to be the next to know, because he was the first to know. So it's only cheap because he's telling you before he tells anybody else. So I want you to all to understand what we be meaning by when we say cheap plugs. So man of God, is in your hands now. Pray us out after you give us your word of where you're going to be having your next services. But don't forget our foundational scripture before he comes is Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Go ahead, man of God. It's in your hands now.
God bless you. Thank you for once again for joining in. I thank God that I am that you trust the God in me. I appreciate you. I praise God for that, and I appreciate the fact that is happening. And I want you to continue to pray for Pastor Troy, because I am determined to obey God. I'm determined to make not just God proud. I'm determined to make our lineage, our family lineage, proud. Because Big Mom prayed for her children, and my grandmother prayed for her children, and my mama prayed for us, and I'm praying for mine. God promised Abraham his seed shall be blessed. And I believe, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. And I believe our seed, and the seed shall be blessed until Jesus crack the sky and come back for us. I believe that, and I trust God for that. And I'm going to do all that I can to the best of my ability to make our family proud of the God that was put in us from years ago, because he is a wonderful God. I thank you for that. And I got one little plug. If you're not busy the fourth Sunday of this month, that's the 28th, we're going to celebrate our founder of our ministry, the Fountain of Living Water Ministries, Apostle Sandra Irene Thomas. Her birthday is the 27th of February. And when a couple weeks before she passed, she was talking about what she's going to do for her birthday. And we all know that she didn't make it, but we want to know, we want to celebrate her, even though she's not here. So it's the fourth Sunday at 2:30 p.m. at 4344 West Madison. I'm about to post a flyer up. If you can, do me a favor and share it for me. Even if you can't come, we're going to be in our African attire. If it's a hair wrap, you ain't got to fully come in your Wakanda or your Coming to America outfit. But if you're going to attend, please put some Africans. Even if you just come from work, if it's possible, please do so. If not possible, still just show up. We're going to reminisce. We're going to praise God and enjoy Jesus. And we're going to celebrate our founder. And our founder of our ministry in Yawka. All right, I love you guys, and I appreciate you. Father, we thank you. We glorify you. We give your name the praise. We thank you, for we expect a miracle. Father, we trust and believe that your favor is on our life. Father, you said the word that the favor of God is on us, not just financially, but mentally, emotionally, and spiritually so. Father, we stand underneath the window to accept the miracle. And, Father, while we wait on the miracle, we're going to do what we have to do. What our hands find to do is to work. We're going to fast. We're going to pray. We're going to worship. We're going to praise. We're going to love. We're going to show. We're going to give wisdom. We're going to do all these things that's necessary to show you that we are a part of kingdom work. We give your name the praise. We bind all spirits of backlash and retaliation. Satan, the Lord rebuke you and every assignment and trap that you have. We bind it right now In Jesus' name, we thank you and we praise you and we give your name the glory. And in Jesus' name, thank God and amen.
Amen. Good night, everyone.